Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your girl Mitzi, and this is Mitzi. Let's think about it. Today, we are thinking about the human experience. The human experience. You don't really think about your human experience until you really take a second and be like, am I really experience my humanness correctly? All right. I mean, come on now. We all have to ask ourselves that question. Are we doing it right? So luckily for me, I had to bring Jimmy back on my show because we had such a great time the first round that, you know what? I was like, let's bring him back for round two. So thank you again, Jimmy, for coming on my show. So I have to ask you right away, when you think of a human experience, what does that make you think about?
The totality, first off, I would like to say thank you for having me back. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and to be in your presence. So the human experience is the totality of your experience as a human being throughout your lifetime here on Earth, right? We all of life are individual expressions of one collective consciousness, one divine creator, right? And we come down here on Earth, right? Humans come down in the form of a spirit, right? That's what we are. We're a spirit. And we take form in an avatar that we call the human body, the living organism, right? And there are four expressions, four parts to that experience of being human, the human experience. There is the spiritual part, right? Of who we are. We're all connected because we all come from one, you know, divine creator of life, though we are individual expressions. Mm-hmm. So you have your spiritual side, your connection to the divine, to God, your connection to all of life. You have the physical side, which is your avatar, right? Our bodies are living organisms, and they require exercise, and they require fuels, and they require rest, right? To function properly, to function, you know, as they were meant to function. Our emotions are the voice that speak to us about what's going on within our experience, right? When you eat something that doesn't agree with you, then you feel it in your emotions, right? You feel, you know, bogged down, or you feel, you know, whatever. When you your connection to God has been drowned down by identities, right? Identities that we have attached to from our environment at a young age. So our intuition, our connection to God, to, you know, the divine, in all of life, we work we work with through yoga, through meditation, through prayer, right? Through being out in nature. Our physical body, we take care of the pharmaceuticals and the processed foods that we put in our bodies today. Inside our bodies are working like a person that might hold down a 12, 15 hour job a day, right? That's all of our parts that you know, all of our physical parts, that are working together, trying to process all these foods, all these medications and chemicals that we put in our body. Again, our emotions are the voice, right? That speak to us about what's going on in our life, what's going on with our body, with our spiritual connection, and our mind, our cognitive expression, are the stories that our minds create from the emotions, right? The cognitive function is the way that we communicate, the way that we solve problems, that we figure things out, the way that we, you know, process what's going on. around us all the time. So either our subconscious that holds what we believe to be true about ourselves gives the mind the identities that create the story, or the mind creates the story out of what's going on, and it adapts to what we believe inside. Right? So everything works together. So at the end of the day, the human experience is made up of the totality of the person, the spiritual, the physical, the emotional, and the cognitive, right? When you strip it all away, we look at who we truly are, a spirit, right? And we're here on this earth to feel, to thrive, to feel fully alive, and to recreate more life. That's evolution, right? We're part of the ecosystem.
Right.
So the key is to go back to who you truly are as that spirit. And you start off with what excites me, you know, what fulfills me, what feels good, what draws me in, what pulls me. And then you start down that path. And as you go down that path, it's the path of self-love, compassion, lessons, many things. And as you go down that path, then you use your mind to follow the path.
Yes, I see what you're saying. That makes sense. That makes perfect sense, to be honest, because a lot of the times people say our reality is from within us and we project it out. And you literally just broke it down. You just broke it down right there, how our emotions, our subconscious, what we feel, and how our minds project it out, and the path that we see and we actually ended up, we end up paving it out and we live through it. I sometimes it's hard for people to acknowledge that when they're going through a hard time because they're like, oh, I would never see this happening, you know, to myself. I would never put myself in this situation. But in reality, it's gonna happen. You know what I mean? And you're gonna face these struggles, but while you're there, you know that you can overcome them. You know what I mean? Like we were talking about it earlier before recording about my situation. I already know that it's gonna be okay, even if the situation doesn't lay out as I want it to be. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I know that I can handle anything. You know what I mean? And I know that everything happens in my perspective. I strongly believe that everything happens for a reason. And I don't allow it, I don't allow myself to attach myself to things of this world and people. Because at the end of the day, I know that I am a spirit and I am here just for the time being. And when it's my time to go, then I will go and be at peace, but I won't feel burdened to stay in this realm for no reason. You know what I mean? For no reason.
Yeah, right. And the human experience is just that.
Yeah.
It's not about getting from point A to point Z. It's about the everyday experience within your life, right? How is your spiritual connection? You know, where your intuition is, your connection to who you truly are, you know, because you're called to do certain things, you have specific gifts, you know, the human experience is the experience of being human, right? But within that experience, you find your passion and your purpose, right? You become more conscious about what you put into your body, right? About we try to eat whole foods, foods that haven't been touched a lot. You know, we try to cut out the processed foods. If you'll just stop eating at 8 o'clock at night, studies show that anything past 8 then your body is working throughout the night to digest that food. And when your body's working to digest that food, then it interrupts your sleep, right? Because your body's working throughout the night. So you wake up the next morning and you're tired. Imagine yourself living in your world where time did not exist. There was no beginning and there was no end. It was just
Time
an
gone.
evolution of experience, right? What
Yeah.
would you do differently? Right? Because there's no
That's a
retirement to get to. There's no, I want to have three houses before I die. It is the experience. And
yeah.
the human experience is just that. You integrate into your life the reality that you want to live, right?
Yeah.
So if you again with your emotions, you give attention to your spiritual side, you give attention to your physical side. You begin to monitor your emotions, and you become aware that your brain is just a tool to use.
Right, yeah.
When you begin to contemplate those four areas, then what you do is you kind of settle everything down into a balance. And then all of the white noise is gone, and you're left with the emotions that need the most attention, right? So the foods that you're eating, not getting enough rest? Are you struggling, with trauma or insecurities? Have you lost your connection with life? Who you truly are? Do you know why it feels good to be out in nature, whether it's at the beach or up in the mountains or just out in nature on a hike? Anything to do with the earth or other life?
For me, I feel like it recenters you. It brings you back to like just it just realigns you, because I feel like nature is just something that reminds us to just this is what we need to experience. Like it's the moment. It's about experiencing the moment as is. So when you're in nature, no matter what type or form of nature that you're in, but when you're in the moment, you're able to take a second and experience it and appreciate it. It's just like in awe. It's in complete awe. Like I sometimes even driving and just surrounding myself with nature, just driving, I can just see the trees and the leaves changing and the snow, or it's just the greenness of the tree. I mean, sometimes if you just take a second, you can see the different shades of color that's in nature. Just the beauty of just ants being ants and bugs being bugs and birds just being birds. Like they're just doing them. I feel like they don't even have a concept of time, So when you were saying just imagine a world without time being in there, I thought of an animal. You know what I mean? I thought of insects. I thought of those things because they're just being. You know what I mean? They're instinctively just being whatever they created to be, and nobody's telling them different. You know what I mean? No one's telling a bird to go be a horse. No one's telling a fish to go be a monkey. You know what I mean? They're letting them just be them. And I think it'll be nice for us to have that too. You know what I mean? That reminder, just be a human.
Mitzi?
Just be human. Yeah? Did you get stopped? Did we cut off? You look frozen. No, Jimmy. Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy. Hi, I don't know what
Hi.
happened there. Hi. So, I guess it kicked us out, huh? Internet must have gotten the best of us.
Yeah, it did this time, and I'll be more than happy to do it over again another day. Or we can whatever you want to do. This is your show.
I don't want to mess it up. I mean, we're already good 15 minutes in. You know what? We could always cut this part off, if anything, and just we could just continue on, because where did you stop from?
Okay, so I stopped at. I asked, "Do you know why it feels so good to be out in nature? Whether it's the beach, whether it's the mountains, whether it's a hike, whether you're just walking by and you stop and and become present with a flower garden.
Did you hear any of what I said or no?
No, you froze up after that. You just say you.
Aww.
Well, I heard some of it. You were talking about the ants and, to being present in nature. So I would like to address that. So number one, the reason it feels so good to be in nature is because your soul remembers who it is when it's around life. Your mind is busy with the 60 to 80,000 thoughts per day, right? But your soul begins to remember. And to address the other part, you were talking about being, present and just enjoying the beauty and noticing the ants and the butterflies. They're, they don't have a watch. There is no time. They're just existing, right? That is my whole point of imagining living in a world where time didn't exist. What would you do differently, right? You would slow down and smell the roses. You would follow your impulses, your intuition. You would do the things that you've always wanted to do, right? So that is the human experience, is just that. Now we have to integrate everything, right? You've got to have a job, and you've got to bring money in, because money does what money does, right? So you have to integrate the fact that, okay, I've got to have a job, but it doesn't have to be a job that you hate, right? It can be a job that you love, or it can be a means to an end while you're creating your business, right? You integrate, you go from a husband and wife as a couple. Now she gets pregnant, they have a baby. Now you have to integrate, now you're a family. So the human experience is about being present now, and integrating the things, the boundaries that you need to set with people, because we want to be love and light and compassion, but we also, first and foremost, want to love ourselves. And when you truly love yourself, you love all the different parts of yourself. You value yourself. You respect yourself. So you have healthy boundaries in place, for people not to run over you. Or if you run a business, right? It's still a business. So you put healthy boundaries in place. So you go back to the fact that you're just a spirit, and you start from right there. What really excites me? What environment excites me? What fulfills me? What am I good at? What am I passionate about? And then you begin to follow your emotions, right? And you head in that direction. You practice. You give attention to your spiritual side. Your connection to life. You slow down. You stop and smell the roses, so to speak. You create new practices, new habits in your life. Yoga, meditation, prayer, right? You become mindful of your body, what you're putting into your body, how much exercise you're getting, how much rest you're getting, how you feel. You become present with your body, right? So now you're present with your connection. You're present with your body, and you follow your emotions, and you use your mind as that tool to figure it out along the way.
Exactly. That sounds lovely. It does. I mean, it's true, because for me, my nature is any type of water. So I always find a way to find a river, a creek, a lake, a swamp even. I mean, goodness, oceans, any type of water, I just attract to, because once I'm around there, I could just find my peace. I can breathe, I can pray, I can just center myself, where I can just appreciate and just live in the moment and just connect with my soul, with my intuition again, and it becomes such a beautiful, beautiful experience. And I'm just curious, I know we've spoken before about your past in my other videos, but I just want to know, when did you realize you were having your own human experience where you were like, oh, this is it, this is what's happening?
Mine started off with personal development, the law of attraction, manifestation, and nothing past that. As you know, I work with plant medicines. Me and my girlfriend do spiritual immersion retreats at paranamaretreats.com. And so mine started with personal development. It was a prayer to God about truth and life and purpose, and had a great job, a great life, but I wasn't fulfilled. I wasn't happy about going to work. I wasn't happy, happy with my relationships. I was just existing. I was making money. I had a house. I had it going on from the outside, but on the inside, I was empty. And so I had this long prayer, and it started with the law of attraction. So I began to learn about law of attraction, manifesting, that led into mindset and all that. And the more my eyes opened, the more truth I asked for. And so that led me into plant medicines, where that path really connected me to life, to our relationship with life, and who God really is. God is everything all the time. God is all of life. And that's when my heart began to open more, and my eyes began to open more. And it wasn't. It was probably 6 months ago before I had the realization of there's no race, there's no hurry. Slow down and enjoy the present moment, because it's my human experience. I only get one chance at it, one lifetime. Humans don't live one full lifetime. They live in moments of time throughout a lifetime, right?
Yeah, I like that.
So I came as a spirit to experience being human, right? I'm a human being. And throughout this lifetime, I've got to, make income, and I've got to wear this hat and that hat, and put this face on. But the integration part of what that hat means, or what that face means, or what that, that identity, I'm a father, I'm a military man, whatever it is. It doesn't define us. It's not who we are. It's just a face we wear when we need to, right? So
Exactly.
life is about the experience. Life is about the ride. You've heard the expression, YOLO, and what is it, seize the day, carpe diem, right? Those come from the wisest people, dating hundreds and thousands of years. It's written all around us. It's written in the Bible. It's written, in the teachings of Buddha and the Tao Te Ching. If you read enough of it and you really, sit with it, it all says the same. Enjoy your experience. Follow your heart, follow what excites you, and create your reality, create your world out of that. The more that you follow who you truly are, what fulfills you, what you're good at, what excites you, the more authentic. Authenticity, authentic, the more authentic that you become. As you move towards authenticity, then you quit worrying about what everyone else thinks. You have those healthy boundaries and respect for everyone around you, but past that, you are living your best life. And when you do that, those that belong will appear, and those that no longer belong will begin to disappear.
Exactly. I like that. I love the fact that you said sit with it, because just those simple words, just sit with it, means so much in every circumstance that you're in life, every moment that you're in life. You have to sit with it. You have to embrace it. You have to just experience it, because even the good makes you value the good. Even the bad makes you value the good, and the good makes you understand sometimes of the bad. You know what I mean? When you allow yourself to, you know. And so it's like when you connect with your intuition, with your spirit. Oh my goodness, your spirit gives you so much cheat sheets of life, and it gives you so much information that sometimes talking to other people about what your spirit just tells you, I mean, they're gonna look at you crazy, but it's because they don't understand. You already developed that connection, you already developed that understanding that you need to live. You need to embrace just being who you are, that authenticity, you know. And I think that's great. Goodness gracious, Jimmy, I swear every time we have a conversation, it's always good, because you always put things into perspective where people really need to sit with it. People really need to think about it. It's like, are you, it's not about YOLO being careless. No, people have twisted the concept of YOLO because, you know, they think it's just freedom and just free will and no structure, no rules or anything. But you know, when you actually embrace YOLO, you only live once, then you can really take into consideration and appreciate that every day you wake up and every day you go to sleep, that moment, that in between, is what you have to embrace. That's the moment that you have to embrace, because that's how I interpret it. I mean, how do you interpret YOLO?
I used to interpret YOLO as a fleeting thought. You only live once, take a chance. But now I interpret YOLO is exactly how you interpret. It is about my experience. We only live on Earth one time, right? And as a human, well, I guess, I mean, I don't know, I haven't died, but and then once the human body dies, the spirit goes back to wherever it goes, back to its origin. And then the best of my understanding, eventually you will either become a different expression or have a different, job or whatever, how it works. And so, yeah, it's YOLO is to be present, and the more present that you are, the more you will hear those voices that speak the loudest. Anxiety is nothing more than a voice inside of you, right? So there are two different types of anxiety. There's clinical anxiety, where you have a chemical imbalance or whatever is causing it, and you regularly have anxiety. You have to take medication for it. And then there are those times that you are anxious because you have a job where you have to give safety briefings or speak in front of a room. And each time before you go into the room, you feel anxious. Well, it doesn't mean you have anxiety. It means that you have a fear of public speaking, and so that fear makes you anxious, right? So we're so attached to our emotions and the identities and the trauma and the insecurities that we've forgotten who we truly are, right? We've forgotten about the universal laws that work in our favor, the law of attraction, the law of compensation. You reap what you sow. The law of perpetual energy. Everything's always in motion, and we're all energy, right? So energetically, everything is constantly moving, right? You're constantly changing and evolving. When you begin to ponder what is the truth of life, and then all of a sudden, strange occurrences or bad times come into your life. We look at them and we label them as my luck is crap, or this always happens to me. And instead of taking a step back and beginning to wonder, where's the lesson in this? What is this in my life for, right? What am I manifesting? Because we're constantly, every thought comes with an emotion. Every thought is the beginning of creating, of manifesting, right? You either create, you either create on purpose, or you create on automatic pilot. If you create on automatic pilot, then what you're going to do is you're going to always be starting new creations. You know, you get up this morning and my day is crap, and already you're starting, right? You're creating a crappy day. You get up the next morning, you're like, oh my God, I feel good, and then everything goes your way, right? But we don't realize that we're creating this. Or, like you said, you can begin to become present. Create balance in those four areas of your life, right? Begin to focus on what it is that fulfills you and what you want to create, and the emotions that come with that. And we can use these universal laws, and all of this wisdom that has been passed down from lifetimes, you know, after lifetimes, to our advantage. Or we can get caught up in the social media and the politics and the divisions and, you know, and race and cultures and all of that. And we'll just live our lifetimes in chaos. There'll be happy times, but back to the emotions. You know, one of the things that the emotions is for is to gauge your life. How do I feel in my life? How are my relationships? You know, am I on the right career path? Do I feel challenged? Is it, you know, helping my creative side? Do I really want to sing? You know, find out the answers to those questions and use your mind to begin to create a new reality for yourself, right? Integrate. Integrate the boundaries, integrate the avenues, integrate the books, integrate whatever you have to integrate to create that new reality.
There you go. I like that. I like that very much because people do need to start thinking about their life differently. When you wake up, are you thinking in a way to actively change the way that you see your life for that day? Are you actively trying to operate in a different system? The law of attractions is real. It's very real. You can see it. I can see it. We both have experienced it. And I really do hope that somebody in my audience is able to really reflect and take into consideration what you said, because you have really spoken on some great points. So many really great points where I'm gonna have a hard time choosing which clips I want to snip out of this, because goodness, you have so many great points that we really need to start thinking about our human spirit differently, our emotions differently, our trajectory, the way that we see and talk to ourselves and acknowledge what will be true for us, because what we consider true will be our truth. So, what is your truth? You know what I mean? Like, that is the real question. What is our hearts, our soul telling us? Because we need to start going in that direction. We need to start going where we know. We know where we need to go. You know what I mean? We all do, but we just allow everything else to just determine our flow. But it's time to let that go. Let it go and allow your spirit to truly give you the experience that you know you really deserve, the experience that you know that you were born to experience. And I think that is truly, truly something beautiful that we all need to start thinking about, because we can all tap into it. Goodness, you have me excited just realizing that now. I can certain people, I swear, when I speak to people, when I have all these special guests on my show, they all give me a little increment where I can start shifting my perspective in such a way where once I'm done, I truly think about my life and my thoughts and my actions and my just overall who I am differently in such a way that I swear the last time we spoke, I feel like I've grown, you know? So thank you, thank you, thank you, Jimmy, for coming on my show and sharing your time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, go check out his retreats. He just finished coming from one and look at him already glowing.
Our
So please go ahead.
retreat, and I'm not going to keep you, but this is what we do at our retreats. They're designed to connect you back to who you truly are through meditation, past life regression. We have a hypnotherapist and leaders in their expertise, but through breath work, through the hypnotherapy, the past life regressions, meditations, the yoga, and all that, we reconnect people with who they are, with their soul. Then, through the process, we remove the blocks and open your heart to feel the pain. And then we teach you how to trace that pain back and integrate it into your life, whether there's something you need to work on and heal, or whether there's something that can't be healed and you just have to learn to integrate it. And so when you come out, we put you all back together and we send you home and we support you. And, we have weekly integration calls to keep you on the right track of that new creation that you're trying to create.
Look at that. See, that's beautiful. See? So there's no excuses, ladies and gentlemen. There's no excuses not to help yourself because you know you need it. If you don't want to talk to somebody and have therapy, well, go on a retreat and fully embrace yourself and all that you know that you can be. Because to be honest, those retreats sound good. I'm waiting for my sons to get old enough so that I can sign up for one myself. Because goodness gracious, my babies are way too young for me to leave them yet. But when I can and when I do, believe me, that is on my list because I think that is something that we all need. So I don't want the episode to completely cut us off before time. So I just want to say thank you again, Jimmy. Thank you for everyone listening. Always, always, always keep thinking, y'all. Bye.